Madison, y'all please be quiet, please.
On the first part of the journey, I was looking at all the life. There were plants and birds and rocks and things. There were sand and hills and rain. The first thing I met was a fly with a buzz and the sky with no clouds. The heat was hot and the ground was dry, but the air was full of sound. I've been through the desert on a horse with no name. It felt good to be out of the rain. In the desert, you can't remember your name.
Hello, man. How y'all doing?
What's up, bro?
Go ahead and speak, Orr. No, I can't hear you. Go to download a different offer. Okay. Sounds good. Sounds good. Hey.
Well, bro.
Yeah,
so much for Discord, huh?
Yeah, man. Well, Sarah came home and they just left him. So they're gone. So it's me and the girls. Yeah, I am, Eric. I'm just sitting here. Yeah. I figured I'd do one before Shane and them go on at 8. Yeah.
I just now finally got on 85.
Oh, damn. So you get 4 hours before you get home?
Yeah, about 3 hours. I just left your neck of the woods, Eric.
Yeah, he was down in Canton today, Eric. Sorry about that, Paul. Your kid's being retarded.
You good, bro? I tell you what, they did not think this thing through, bro.
Well, what happened?
This truck was not big enough for this transformer.
Yeah, so what do you got?
I'm just hoping to God I don't blow out a tire or break the axle on the ride.
No, thank you. Did it not fit in the car?
Oh, it fit. Mm-hmm. But I look, this damn Dodge looks like it's got the Carolina squat on it, bro.
Oh, damn.
The ball hitch is almost dragging the damn ground.
Oh, damn. And you gotta take Interstate all the way back?
Yep. Mm. Yeah, if I went, avoided the Interstate, it'd take me like 6.5 hours to get back home.
All right. But it might be safer.
Yeah, I'm 2 hours and 47 minutes away right now.
Yeah, just be careful, man. Don't break an axle on the interstate.
Shit, it ain't my truck. Maybe one's decided to send this one. I believe Brian was right. We should have took the fours.
Yeah, but...
Which I'm glad I didn't bring a trailer, because, man... I'm glad I didn't bring a trailer, though, because, man, that was crazy up through here with all that raid work.
Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah. Yeah, they got some crazy shit going on down there. Towards Atlanta. It's in the
bedroom. When I got off the interstate to where I was going to pick this one up, it took me like 10 minutes. It took me 45 minutes to come around the loop that it made me come back to get to the interstate. It's fucking crazy, man.
Yeah, it's one of the worst traffic patterns in the United States, man.
Well, I believe it.
Daddy, there's something stuck in it, too.
Yeah, Kool-Aid on the table. Drink it. Wash your mouth out.
Should have brought two blunts.
Hey,
I didn't
smoke
all that. What's up, Chip? What's up, Bella?
Mm. I bet you right about now you wish you had brought two boys, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. I bet you long gone.
Yeah, I figured it was. Probably ain't even got a roach left just pinched between your fingers, do you?
I mean, I still could hit an exit. I'm sure I could find something right here in this area. There's exit right here. There's a Waffle House. I know somebody in the Waffle House.
Oh, dude, you got a Waffle House. I bet you can find some weed right now. Let me do it. Cook behind the line. Got some on him right now.
Damn right. Athens, University of Georgia.
Athens, huh?
That's what the sign said. Athens, University of Georgia.
Yeah. It's a good place, man. Athens. Pretty nice little town, man.
I'm in Braselton, is what my watch says.
All right, Dick Tracy.
I think my watch is better than Dick Tracy's. What do you mean? Not really. He could watch TV on his. Mine don't do
that. Yeah, he could. Dick Tracy had it going. Hey, Cherry Nancy. Used to be an old lady lived in Great Falls named Fancy Nancy. Totally different person. Hey, Tonic. All right. Well, Tonic tried to call in. I don't know what happened, but... Let's go with some turn to page real quick. Hey, there's Tonic.
This is from 72 also. About being on the road. It's called Turn the Page. Yeah.
1, 2, 3, and... Okay, we got a music player.
Yeah, man. Come grab me a drink. Give me 2 seconds.
On a long, lonesome highway east of Omaha. You can listen to the engine moaning out his one note song. You can think about the woman or the girl you knew the night before. But your thoughts will soon be wandering the way they always do when you're riding 16 hours and there's nothing much to do. And you don't feel much like riding, you just wish the trip was through. See, here I am on the road again. There I am up on the stage. Here I go playing star again. There I go, turn the page. Well, you walk into a restaurant, strung out from the road, and you feel the eyes upon you as you're shaking off the cold. You pretend
would I mind turning some of the music,
but you just want to explode.
I ain't tried to say nothing yet, so I don't know
what
you mean,
no drizzle,
you
man.
Can't hear them talk. Other times you can all the
same
old cliches. Is that a woman or a man? And you always seem outnumbered. You don't dare make a stand.
That's because you ain't talk, bro. I wouldn't talk back to you if you said so.
Hey, what's up, Tonic? How you know? I'll cut your music down for a second. What's up, man?
Yeah, I'm good. Your music is kind of too loud. You know that, right?
Yeah, that's the point of the show, though. It's outside of normal music and stuff.
Exactly, I know, but we could say something. We could say something, you know, like talk about something. Well, you playing music is actually kind of distracting.
Right, but if I wanted to talk about something, then it'd be outside of normal talk and stuff. But because I really didn't want to talk and I didn't want to have any conversation about any dumb shit, it's called outside of normal music and stuff. So the reason I'm playing the music and you hear it playing over me talking is because that's what the fuck I wanted to do with the show. See how that makes sense?
Oh, yeah, I know.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I know.
So better than my music.
I understand. It's actually my first.
Okay. Here I am.
Talk. A little louder.
You're breaking up a little bit, Paul.
Up on the stage.
Oh, this is actually my first.
Here I go. Playing star again. There I go. Turn the page. Out there in the spotlight, you're a million miles away. Every ounce of energy you try to give away. The sweat pours out your body like the music that you play.
Later, yeah, I don't know who that was. Yeah, he told me to cut my music off so he could talk. I'm like, dude, the name of the show is music.
It sounded like he was trying to whisper to not wake somebody up. Shit, wake him up. Talk. We were caring.
Remembering what you said.
I hear you just fine.
Yeah, I hear me just fine too.
On the road again.
I mean, I hear you just fine. You know.
There I am. Up on the stage. Here I go. Playing star.
What's up, man? Gabe, how you doing, man?
There I go.
Yes, Asher.
Turn the page.
What's up,
Azra?
How you doing?
Yes, Russ. Yes, Paul. How you doing?
What's up, brother?
I'm good, my man. How are you?
happened tonight? You didn't just call.
Doing good, man.
You didn't just call in here as Tonic, did you? And try to.
He did have a slight Jamaican accent.
When he told me to cut my music off so I could talk. I'm like, dude, I don't want to fucking talk to you, man. That's why the name of the show is Music and Stuff, not Talking Stuff.
You're just doing things and stuff,
yeah,
man.
If I wanted to fucking talk to you, it would have been named Talking Stuff. I don't want to fucking talk. I just want to listen to some music.
So why did you accept my call?
No, God, I'll talk to you, man. I like you. I don't know who the fuck Tonic is.
And you're not even complaining about the music.
He called in. He's like, can you cut the music off so we can talk? I'm like, no, I can't.
Nah, listen, I'm a typical man. Listen, if I don't want to listen to that shit, I just talk over it like old people.
Yeah, that's what that's the, hey, dog, how you doing, brother? Yeah, that's what I was doing. I was like, all
right,
we'll play some music, do a little talking, have a little fun. No serious subject. This man wanted to get into. I don't know what he wanted to talk about, but shit. It's just now 6:30 in the afternoon, man. I just now got finished with dinner.
Shit. Hey, mate, I tell you what, I got a bargain of a deal today.
What happened?
So, I was looking, you know, like Just Eat, not Just Eat, what you guys call it.
Yeah, call it what DoorDash. You call it, and I'll figure it out.
DoorDash.
Yeah.
So basically, our DoorDash is Just Eat.
Yeah.
And I've got this like other side app, which is a bit like that. And I got a large pizza because for £1.74, including delivery.
Including delivery.
So that's $1.74 is what you're saying?
Basically, I got it for a 14-inch pizza for $1.74. Because I had a load of points with them, I didn't even realize. I was like, fucking, that's a bonus, mate.
It is.
You're damn right.
Yeah, yeah.
You ain't gonna get a pizza cheaper than that anywhere else. That's
including
better.
Delivery, hell yeah, dude.
Including delivery, £1.75. I was like, fucking hell.
You better get that man a decent tip, Ashton.
Yeah, fuck that man. Listen, fuck that man. He works for a business. They pay him.
He's already getting paid.
He said $1.74 don't even cover the petrol to get here.
That's what I'm saying, brother. Like,
yeah, but he gets paid like $14 an hour over there to do that shit.
That's it. Better give the man a tip.
Do y'all do that? Like over here with DoorDash, you can like either get paid per delivery or you can get paid a certain amount of hour. You can choose which way you get paid. Do they do that over there?
Nah, it's just straight delivery. Because like I said to you, we don't deal with tips how you guys do.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Y'all don't believe in fucking being nice.
Nah, like I said to you, you know when I went over there? I was like, what the fuck? Why are you standing there expecting me to give you extra for? What?
You're watching TV, beautiful.
I'm saying that.
Ashman's sitting on the couch staring at you. Go watch some TV.
I was like, yes, bullshit.
You can sit on the bed and stare at you just the same while you're watching TV.
Yo.
Go.
I ain't going to give you more money for what
I'm paying for. And then when you watch it, you put on some AdBlock. Okay? It's called sharing.
I still didn't understand you,
actually. Sorry, was I just speaking your language for you? Ski ba 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 da ba 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 da ba.
Now Russ was just talking over you. I couldn't understand you.
So like I was saying, like when I went over to America and fucking having to do that tip business, I was like, nah, man, I still throws me off.
Well, you went to Texas, man. Your ass better tip over there. They shoot you.
You weren't even Texas. It's Texarkana.
Oh, that's true. Texas,
racist damn place in America, man.
That sure is in Texarkana.
Pulled somebody over 10 damn times in 2 miles.
That's Arkansas, ain't it, Texarkana?
Yeah.
Yep. Right there on the line, yeah.
Yep. I go into the devil. I walk into the lion's den and I come out. Come on, clean.
Yeah, dude, that's places that even people in America don't fucking go.
That's right. I took the long way back to South Carolina. I didn't even go back that way.
Texas, Arkansas.
I went 200 miles south and took Interstate 10 back.
I'm surprised you made it out of there.
But listen, I is
that's shit. The place you're going there. Like, we don't like your kind around here.
You know what? I was expecting to see some of that. That's what I was thinking next. I was like, I'm waiting for it. But
it really ain't as bad as the media portrays it to be, man.
No, it's not. It's still, there are people.
It's more like where you guys are from, to be honest with you. That's where it's more. More racist.
Not really. Mm-mm. Not really, bro.
Hell no. Around here,
hell, dude, I am the minority where I live.
Hell, yeah, around here, dude, we're all burnt. We don't give a shit what color you are. We all burnt.
That's it.
Stop now.
Stop.
I'll agree. Somebody's got the rep, somebody's got the bud. We can bless together.
You got weed?
I'm about to knock you out.
Got paper?
Yeah, you are getting wet. I see it. Give me your cup. You're done lost your drinking privileges.
You gone damn lost the drinking privileges. That's right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, then you drink it and stop putting it on paper. I see you try to dump that drink out again, and I'm taking it away, and you're going to be drinking spit for the rest of the night.
Yeah. See that shit? Spit.
Madison, she don't need to know how to drink spit. Come down. One kid acting like an idiot. The other kid explaining how the punishment's gonna work. And yeah, you had to get no spit in your mouth till it's like water, then you swallow it. Like what? It's not that. What are you even talking about?
Get a sponge, that way you can recycle.
Yeah, you see, even Doc Man said Texas, hard state to live.
Am I dreaming this, or was it Caps's youngin's birthday today?
Yeah, it's his 60. Yeah, it's his oldest son's birthday.
Okay.
Turned 16 today.
Because I was saying, I was thinking, like, nobody's on the Discord or anything. I was like, fuck.
Yeah, I was going to go on it earlier, but.
Daddy, how do you
make a G? The same way you did earlier? Yes. Yeah, that's the D.
So, what are you saying, Paul? What are you up to today?
That's a
B. Driving back to Georgia.
Yeah.
Sorry, buddy. What do you say?
He's driving back from
Georgia.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's about 3 hours away from home. Yeah. Really, he had to do about a 3.5 hour drive today to go drop something or pick something up, and then 3.5 hours back.
Is that Atlanta, Georgia? I'm guessing.
Right beside Atlanta.
Yeah.
Canton, Georgia.
In the ATL.
Right. Well, hang on, I'll shut it, man. Just shut up.
We got 155 miles left in there.
Oh, fuck it, man.
They're going to play me.
She'll be coming round the mountain when she comes.
Yeehaw!
You see, what? I told you, it's grew on you that much, you can't help it now.
Good evening, Paul. How are you?
Living the dream.
Hello, Torres.
I got the whole alphabet in one little space.
Awesome, baby. Hey, Torres. How you doing? Welcome in. How you doing, Shelby? Shelby?
Groove.
Shelby.
Yes.
Hey there. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing all right.
Sorry, I'm late, and I may have to dip out in between.
Oh, okay.
But I'm here.
That's what she said.
Well, thanks for being here.
No problem.
Well, the thing is, Shelby, you don't do what I do and just leave, because people seem to get upset when you just leave.
What?
Yeah, if you just leave the show, people, you start to get a reputation of just leaving.
My daughter is going to be calling me back, so it's not like I'm playing hooky or anything.
No worries, is that you don't have to make an excuse for your behavior.
I'm not making excuses. I don't make excuses. I tell the truth.
Yeah, a lot of
ooh, yeah, so no, no,
I do hear a lot of excuses, not a lot of reason, but you know, I'm not gonna say no.
Whatever, Russ. Whatever.
Oh look, it's still dead because I didn't plug it in right. Give me a
minute, let me charge it. I sure like your new profile picture, man.
Say again.
I said I like your new profile picture.
Thank you very much.
What is this supposed
looks
to
like you got it at Glow Flow Denver, don't it?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. What's up, Stinky?
I got it charging. I don't know, look in the couch or something. I don't know. Do I look like I just walk around and just take pins? Well, I don't see a pretty cushion back. You just throw it off and just look.
My email said, outside of normal, they're good, outside of normal and the brilliance of caps. I was thinking, what? What is going on?
That's from Sunday.
Yeah. Oh, we are? There's a bird flu now? Or again? Tonic, welcome
hey,
in.
Hey, welcome in, Tonic. Oh shit, there we go. Hey, Ms. Angie, how you doing?
Ms. Angie. It's just a bunch of bullshit.
Oh, excuse me.
Oh, it's facing the sight. Sounds like a good one.
Side side, I got my own chickens laying my own eggs.
Hell, I'm running a blanket.
Angie Padgy, how you doing?
Put the damn cushion back.
Ooh.
Right. Two seconds.
Okay. Tool, take it. Up. One, two. Right.
Can somebody give Shelby a kick in the shin for that?
What? What did I do? I just follow suit what Paul said.
So if Paul's, so if Paul said, Shelby, jump off a mountain, would you do it?
Well, no. I'm not that goofy.
We're gonna go hand gliding. Come on, let's go.
If someone said if they jumped off of the parachute, fair enough.
No. I'm not gonna jump out of an airplane. I'm not no. I'm scared of heights.
That'd cure it real quick.
I'm sure it would, but I don't, you know. I'm not in that.
So what you gonna do if you get up in the airplane, the pilot gets up, walks to the back, jumps out? What you gonna do?
I'll just die up there, I guess.
How you doing, Tonic? Where you from?
Where you from, Tonic?
I'm from Nigeria.
Nigeria?
Yeah, Nigeria.
Cool.
Well, welcome.
Yeah,
here we just chat.
My first podcast. It's actually my first podcast, and I'm actually struggling getting, you know, listeners and blah, blah, blah. It's actually kind of funny how you guys have gone far, you know.
Speak a little closer to your mic, bro. You're kind of whispering there.
Say what?
You're kind of whispering a little bit there, bro.
You have to speak a little bit louder because Paul's a bit deaf.
Yeah, put some man in your voice.
Yeah, I see.
Yeah, put some bass in your voice. Get that Nigerian bass out.
I'm saying.
So what's your podcast about?
Well, I say motivation. I believe is actually the best I can do.
Oh, that's cool.
Well,
that'd be a strict contradiction to my podcast, man. I try to demotivate everybody as much as possible.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is funny.
For 100 days and 100 nights.
As much as
I hope
possible.
You get a little motivated to speak a little louder.
If you didn't leave, if you didn't leave my podcast feeling a little self-conscious, I didn't do my job.
Oh, really? Wait. Is that all you gotta say? Don't you have anything to say, like, add more value to it? Or just make corrections and make me know what I'm gonna do wrong? Or have something to say? Or just laugh? What the fuck is wrong with you?
I'm glad to know I'm not.
Hang on, you want me to add some value to it? Alright.
No, bro, shut the fuck up. I ain't saying you had no value about it. No, all I say.
Hang on, who'd you tell? Hey, what one? You're on my show.
Hang on, dude, you're on my show.
Okay, so if anybody's gonna shut the fuck up, you're gonna shut the fuck up. If anybody's gonna shut the fuck up.
Yeah, you shut your fuck up, man.
Yeah, no, you see how this works? Watch this. See, I'll just shut you the fuck up, but you can't shut me the fuck up. That's how that shit works, dude. You're a bitch, I'm not. You see how that fucking works? Yeah, get the fuck off my podcast. Hey, you fucking go try to fucking borrow some change.
See ya later.
Who gives a shit? Get the fuck out of my life, man.
Bye, Felicia.
The fuck you think you are? Tell me to shut the fuck up? You're a goddamn cunt piece of fucking dog shit, dude. Go walk your mama out the fucking door.
Yeah, but Russ.
Andy, Russ. I feel motivated.
Would you just shut the fuck up?
Yeah, right? Yeah, fucking add value to your fucking goddamn life. Do I look like fucking God? I can't do that shit. This takes miracles, man. Fucking worthless piece of dog shit. Go back to fucking California.
He didn't even get time to ask you for a donation.
Yeah, he'll give you $5,000 if you send him $5,000 first.
You little bitch ass bag of the fucking WhatsApp. Fuck, that's all about stupid goddamn
fucking son of a bitch.
Come in here and tell me to shut the fuck up, you stupid.
Tell me to shut up. I ain't telling you nobody to shut up.
Yeah, like fucking idiot.
Where's my chewing tobacco? Shit.
Alright. Dumb piece of shit. Girly man, come on here. Did you add the value to what you're saying? What are you even talking about, you stupid fucking rag doll?
All right, fuck it
up. Uh-oh.
Got me all kinds of twisted.
Got me all kind of fucked up. I spent too much time with you guys, man. I know how you fucking go on. I need to fucking stay
man,
away.
I need to put me on some blessed music real quick, man. Bring my soul back.
Listen, Jim just ain't have a soul.
I haven't seen one of those signals over this way. All right, could you just please turn this
off so we can fucking talk? I apologize, man.
Easter's over, man. You gotta deal with it.
That's just crazy, dude. This is my first podcast, man. I'm trying to get everybody to. I'm having a hard time getting people to listen. Yeah.
No wonder he's getting some hard time meeting people.
He ain't doing the right show. He needs to be doing a religious show over there. Start.
Shut the fuck up and give me money.
Oh,
I'm not done.
See what you do to people, Ashley. You bring out the worst in them, man.
I know. I've got a special talent about that.
But. So what you sipping on, Ash?
Do you know what? I'm sipping on a big pint of water.
Oh God, not a prophet.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking of treat myself to a bottle of Jack the other day.
Right.
Yeah, man. I recommend single barrel, bro. Single barrel.
Yeah, I know about single barrel, man. I know about single barrel. It's all right.
How about double barrel, single barrel?
I know about it. I've not had it, though.
It's about $100 a fifth, but it's worth it.
But I tell you what.
Fuck it, ain't.
The Gentleman Jack.
Double barrel is high, bro. Look it up.
I mean, holy shit. That ain't nothing worth $100 a fucking... Like, I can get drunk on Mad Dog 2020 for $1.50.
Supposedly it's aged an extra 50 years on top of your normal single barrel.
Yeah, but I ain't never understood that, dude. It ain't like I get a special drunk if I pay $150 for that single barrel. Like, I'm not getting special. I'm getting a higher class of drunk. No, I'm just getting the same drunk I'd get if I go down the store and buy a bad damn Mad Dog 2020 from the convenience store.
Yeah. You're
gonna get drunk a lot faster, bro.
Yeah, but the thing is, though, when you drink like a quality whiskey,
right.
You know, like in the morning, you ain't feeling so shit compared to you. All right, say if you drink like a Martell and then you drink a Courvoisier, you know, when you be drinking a Martell or an EJ,
right.
In the morning, you're gonna feel like shit. But when you drink a Courvoisier,
that's brandy.
Yeah, I know, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. And when you drink a Courvoisier, you're like, I'm not as bad. But then again, if you just drink Shine, you're fucked all day.
Oh, shit.
You're still fucked.
You wake up the next day still fucked, yeah?
See, I mean, yeah, bookies. You see?
Have you tried Everclear yet?
Nah, listen, the only Shine... What is it?
It's corn whiskey. You should give Everclear a shot then. Listen, it's moonshine stout.
I was going to try it. That's one thing. I was going to order some corn whiskey to see what that's saying.
Hey, Sue, how you doing? You just missed Tonic coming in here trying to tell me to shut the fuck up.
Well, if you're going to get it, get Everclear, man. I tell you what. I took one shot of it and I used the rest of that bottle to start my grill. Damn sure did.
That's how you get make good. That's how you make good PJs with Kool-Aid, dude. Everclear Kool-Aid, a little fucking.
I tell you what, though.
Sugar,
one sec.
Some fruit.
Yeah, but you can make a 50-gallon jug out of that one bottle.
Talking about a well-seasoned double Jack, over 50 proof.
Mm-hmm.
Age, welcome in, Sue.
Fuck you.
Listen, Sue, that was such an introduction, and you just tell me to fuck off.
Fuck off, you cunt.
Dude, I am tired of people coming in this show. I am tired of people coming in this show just feeling like they can just tell people to fuck off out of nowhere all willy-nilly. That's what I... You missed it, Sue. I just had a guy come in here and tell me to fuck off. Tell me to shut the fuck up.
Do you know
some dude named Tonic, some little African dude, come over here in his little loincloth and chunked his spear at me and told me to fucking be quiet.
Well,
I know that's messed up and I don't mean it.
Do you know what?
Start talking about me and Caps when we ain't there, mate. You just have to watch your ass.
What?
Do you know what, Russ? I'm gonna leave.
Oh fuck,
man, Gabe, what?
No, because I just bring the worst out in people all the time. So I'm just gonna just fucking leave.
Oh, he's looking for
whatever.
Hey, Gabe, if you want to go to bed, boy, it's alright, dude. You ain't gotta tell me.
No, listen. I don't need to go to bed. I might as well fucking start the day again. If I get someone to tell you to fuck off, and then Sue tells me to fuck off, just I'll bring the rest out in people, don't I? Are you all right, Sue? Do you need to go and reset?
She sounds like she's about to go make boo-boo, don't she?
Do you know what I'm saying? Have you fallen over, Sue?
Shut up. Well, you'll be hearing it.
That's what I'm saying. Have you pressed
the
button?
She said you're going to be hearing about it.
When your nicky's on the outside now. Come on.
Fucking, I'm so falling, Sue. Put your ass away.
Spider-Man ones.
Fucking hell, just took a towel over you. Like, right, come on, Sue. Behave. Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm all right, love. Yeah, I can't sleep, though.
Fucking. Yeah, I know. It's 12 o'clock. Well, 57.
Did you get to talk to Cam today? How's the son's birthday go?
Yeah, good. Yeah, good. Yeah.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Yes.
Glad to hear.
Yeah.
I don't know if 16 is, I mean, I know it's a special age for girls. It ain't really that big of a deal for dudes.
It's not. No, not really. It's not really. It's 18, 21s these days, isn't it? So,
yeah, right.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's still cool. 16, man.
Oh, yeah.
Better be driving on his own. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's 17, you can drive. Yeah.
17,
oh,
yeah. 17, yeah. Okay. 17, yeah.
Well, you can have a bed. You can have a pet though at 16.
You can get married at 16, can't you?
You just can't drive.
I don't know why.
You just can't drive to your own wedding.
No. Listen, you can get married at 16, and you can smoke a cigarette at 16, can't you? But you can't go to the pub, and you can't drive a frigging car. Mental, isn't it?
That's it.
So you get married, you had to have your mom drive you home from your wedding.
Yeah.
You can't even smoke a cigarette until you're 21 here now.
Yeah, that's not a bad thing.
Yeah, but you can't buy a vape.
No, that's true. You can't buy a vape because they're trying to get rid of them in the UK, aren't they?
That's it. I'll be bastard fucked.
Things. Yeah, yeah. They're bastard things. Yeah. You're better off smoking a cigarette, mate. At least you know what's in a cigarette, don't you?
Do you know what? Like, that's what I'm thinking to myself. I'm gonna have to go back to. Well, I'm just gonna just start smoking.
See what my problem with the vapes was, Ashton? I ended up smoking just as many cigarettes and the vape, so it was costing more.
Yeah, so it ain't helped you, love.
That's it. Well, the thing
Ashton,
is,
you tried, didn't you, love?
What?
You did try to give up smoking.
Yeah, but. I enjoy it. To be fair, I enjoy a vape. I've not smoked a cigarette in ages, actually.
Yeah.
But the only cigarette I do have a taste for, if I fancy a cigarette, I will have an Emerson number one or an Emerson's gold. Yeah.
Get off.
They're my favorite. Emerson number one is, listen, back in the day when I used to go out, you used to whip out a pack of 20 Benton, 20 Liberty, sorry.
Yeah.
You were starring, mate. Like, you were the top at the top. Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, you know what I smoked, didn't you? It was mental.
I bet you smoked silk cuts.
No. Peter Stuyvesant, mate, and it was menthol, consulate.
I remember my nan
used to buy two packs and get a pair of socks and a t-shirt with them.
Go have fun.
The ones I smoked, they used to be the cheapest ones on the market. Now they're the most expensive on the market.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is. Like, do you know, like, when my auntie comes back from Spain, I always tell her to bring me a box back, because even the nostalgia of the white and red on the box.
Do they still make them, though, now? Do they still make them, seriously?
Yeah, they still make them.
Do they?
Yeah.
I'm going to Spain in a couple of weeks, so I'll have a look for you.
That's it. But I only have one packet, though, but it would last me ages. But do you know them ones there where it's just, I don't know what it is. That's just a nice one. But then not Richmond. B&H, the Silvers. Yeah, Benson's Golds. And then remember, like, the packet used to slide out.
Yes.
And like that was nice as well. I love that little touch about it.
Yeah, we had Benson and Hedges. I don't know if that's the same company or not.
It is. Yeah.
Rich people.
But these used to have a slide out.
Yeah, that was a rich people cigarette back in the day.
Really? Oh, well.
Them damn vagina slimes, Virginia Slims.
The vagina slimes, yeah, the real skinny ass cigarettes, like the Caprice.
Oh, yeah, I remember those.
Misties were like that, too. The Mystic.
Yeah.
Do you remember, like, but do you remember at one stage there where everyone smoked Lambert and Butlers?
No, they were cheap shit. No, I only smoked the expensive ones.
Yeah, you probably would. I don't even know why. and he's a peasant. At least I didn't say it to a Rickman super.
We had one called GPC that tastes like
he knows me.
Do you know what I mean? Fucking them Richmond super kings are brilliant because you could smoke half and use the other half for a spliff. It's brilliant. You just tear the top off and then you can use that. But people used to smoke them with champions. I don't care.
Peter Stuyvesant, mate. You can afford them.
No, I never fucking put that. The fancy I am is all about fucking Bent's Embassy number one.
Oh, God. Jesus. They used to give away little vouchers in them, like little cards that you could collect and you could get gifts and stuff at the end of it. Years ago. Do you remember that?
Baby, if you want to throw the ball at each other, go outside.
And the light comes up one way. You know what I mean? You remember them old fancy lighters?
No. No.
You know them, it's like, instead of like a click mechanism, you slide it with your thumb.
Yeah, yeah.
And it comes out like that, like them old vintage lights.
Oh, you mean, but I didn't have one of them.
Well, that would be you, like, do you know what I mean? All classy, just one of those fucking long extension things hanging over the cigarette.
Oh, just used to nick everybody else's lighters.
Yeah, you're pikey. No, but it's true though. If you've got like a clipper,
you don't want to go to the party with no lighters, comes home with 20 of them in your pocket.
That's it. You got me. I was a fur coat and no knickers, mate.
Fucking hell.
That's what we used to say, didn't we, Ash? She's fur coat and no knickers.
I've not heard anyone say that in fucking years. Just saying that now,
yeah, it's true, isn't it?
It's so true. But at the end of the day, if you've got a clipper, that's going to go. But if you've got... But no one would rub someone's Zippo, then. They'll hold that to you fucking life.
You've got to put petrol in that.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, right.
Like, that's some serious shit right there. That's an advanced light.
Yeah, but if you filled it just right, it lasts like months.
Yeah.
I used to catch Landerlite with those things.
Do you know what? I'm thinking of buying. Just
catch Landerlite.
Yeah, because the flame always comes out of it, don't it?
But most people with zippers are those pompous asses that won't let you hold the lighter anyway. They'll be like, here you go, sir.
And then just slap it back into its case.
All right, yeah.
You just think this guy thinks
it's sick. What's up, Dan? How you doing, buddy?
I've got three clippos in my drawer in the kitchen here, but I don't even smoke anymore. I'm still nicking them.
No, but they're good lighters though, to be fair, like you can they're adorable as fuck.
Okay, well being all
but sad, if you've got one of those cheap little electric lighters, you're nothing.
Oh, excuse me, they ain't cheap. They're not cheap.
Oh, no, you know them little like a multicolors and see-through plastic ones.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, those are crack lighters.
I was going to say, the rechargeable electric ones ain't cheap.
No.
I don't know who makes them over there, but there's scriptos over here. You know what? Hey, Ms. Angie. Yeah, there's scriptos over here, so it makes them all cheap.
Do you remember, you know those electric ones?
Yeah, yeah.
You would hate to get fucking burnt with one of them, wouldn't you? They're like, I've got one where it goes sideways like a little X. And I'm just looking, I think, I wonder if it would hurt or not, but I don't dare touch it.
Come on, plasma lighter? It'd probably be more like a taser hitting your ass.
Asher, back in the day, mate. If,
that's what I was thinking.
Asher, back in the day, if we fancied someone in the club, we deliberately go up to them and ask them for a light.
That's just
for an excuse. That was how you got the talking, wasn't it, going?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now you say, you know what you say to them now?
You go and ask if you've got a line.
Now that's more like it. Fancy a cheeky line. No, now you say, what you got in that vape? What's that smell? That smells nice.
100 crop.
Yeah.
I just had a busted ass rainbow set 53 million years ago. Find a crop.
Oh, scares me.
Told you you were.
That's what I'm saying.
Going to the room.
I'd be like in the rave now, like I'd be chatting to this girl or something. You know, and I just used to just whip out the embassy, like, like, give me an embassy if I just, like, buying a drink. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Welcome in.
Oh, my God.
Listen, mate, I'm going to Benidorm in 3 weeks. No, less than 3 weeks now. Jesus, I'm going to have such a good time.
I feel sorry for Pedro.
You wore him out there yesterday. And you know my brother. Let's fucking find him.
You met my brother, didn't you, Asha?
That's it.
Jesus.
He's bringing 17 of his mates with him. So it's just me and my best mate, Jane, and them lot.
It's going to be pure carnage.
I can't wait.
Fucking hell.
I don't think I'll probably sleep in the time we're there, to be honest. We'll be up all night.
That's it. Well, so just don't be video calling us all the time.
How many your brother have?
17 of them.
Yeah, but the thing is, though, Russ, these guys are units, like.
Units?
Yeah, just big units.
Put a little thing on the door so it stops slamming.
Yeah. So that
Listen, I would hate to sit next to them on a fucking long flight, man. You were stuck.
Ash has met my cousin and my brother.
Do you know what I mean? Like, if I was on a long flight or something, like, and I had to sit in the middle, fucking hell. Because I'm fucking... Craig is your cousin.
Greg's my bitch.
Greg, sorry. He will literally take... He's two seats. And I don't mean like in fat. Just like, just two... He's just that broad, isn't he? So he's just be stuck up there like a little bitch. Like, excuse me.
You know how I felt... You know how I felt next to you when I met you? Ash, like a little tiny little girl.
That's it.
In your pocket. Well, that's how Ash looked against my cousin.
Yeah. I don't know how the fuck you feel.
Jesus.
And Ash is 6 foot old, aren't you, Ash?
Yeah. It's like, fucking hell.
No, it'd be a laugh. We can have a laugh. At least I'll be looked after. We'll know that lot.
That's it. Hey, Sue.
Yeah?
What? You never guess what happened to me today.
Go on, what?
I got a bargain.
Go on, what'd you get?
So I got a large...
Did you go to B&M?
No, I didn't go to B&M, actually. I ordered a pizza.
Mm.
A large cheese and tomato with beef. Guess how much it was?
Sure.
£1.75.
How come?
So, you know, like, when you get the points when you order through, like, their site, using Just Eat, you get, like, these points for it. I just thought it was supposed to be a tenner. And it fucking reduced down, got it, because all the plates are made, it made it go to a pan.
Well, if you go to Asda, at the moment, you can get two large pizzas made up fresh for you and a bottle of Coke or
£6.
Coke. Yeah, £6 for the lot. Yeah. It's mint, isn't it?
Fucking is. I was in Asda yesterday. I got a curry from there.
I was in there today. Yeah.
You can't go wrong with Asda.
No, you can't.
Even though I used to work for them, but still.
No, to be fair, they're all...
No, sorry, Asda's a bit too scummy for you.
Well, no,
you're
I do
more of a
it.
Waitrose person, aren't you? Or
no, M&S. Waitrose and M&S is my beef, you know that. But I had to go in there for my daughter-in-law, so I go there, Asda's. They're not worthy of Waitrose and Marks and Spencer's.
You would never set foot in Aldi.
No, Aldi.
Ugh. Fresh bakery. Ugh.
No, sorry.
They don't do Taylor's tea.
What you said? The cheese and peppers in these jeans. You come here often?
What? What do you mean exotic fruit? I only like lychees. Rich people love lychees, don't they? I don't understand why.
Oh, actually, you know me too well.
Do you know what I mean?
Fucking hell.
What? Just going to have Millet's cookies? No, I'm going to have Marks and Spencer's own cookies for another £2 extra for six.
Oh my god. So you're going to be coughing up a lung for her.
Do you know what I mean? See, this would be Sue. She would go into, God forbid, if she had to go into, Aldi, she would see, Aldi fresh cookies, in a pack of six, the exact same, for £2.50. But no, she's there waltzing around Marks and Spencer's, having a good old snoot, and picking up the same big cookies for fucking £4.50. But because it's Marks and Spencer's, I'm fucking having it. And the thing is, she will put the cookies, won't put them in the cupboard, she puts them on the side to let everybody know they're Marks and Spencer's cookies, they are.
Up,
do you know what I mean? She has pride in the fucking cookies. You can't ever think about dipping them cookies in a coffee.
Oh, fucking hell.
You must be fucking mad.
Someone nicked one of my coffee cups, mate. I've had to go and buy some more.
What, your fine cheese China cups?
No, the glass ones.
Wait, had they break them or stolen?
No, they've stolen them.
They straight stolen. I know, it's Heather, man. I'm telling you, they're at her house in the collection right now.
I'm
you're
right.
I know. I could hear it by the way. I could hear it when she denied it. No, I didn't take them. No, I didn't. I ain't seen them at all. I ain't got them. Don't look at me.
Somebody stole your cookies?
Oh, well.
No, somebody stole your glass coffee cups.
Do you ever go into TK Maxx?
Yeah, once. As you see,
I could imagine you going to TK Maxx and you see all the home stuff. You're like, oh, this is nice. But you know what? It's not M&S nice.
Listen, when I walked out of there, I had to wipe my feet before I got in my car, mate.
That's it. I bet you walked in there and thought, this isn't Harrods.
You walked in there and be like, what do you mean this is an eighth of an inch longer than the other one? I cannot put this shit.
Where is my butler? Where has he gone? He's always disappearing.
It's my bitch.
You know what I mean? I'm fucking sick of this fucking butler.
He's good employees are hard to find, bro.
He ain't hard to find. You can't miss him. He's 6 foot fucking seven, isn't he?
Listen, do you know what you should do for him as a party? It'd be fucking hilarious if he did Where's Wally and he dressed up as Wally.
Oof, Craig.
Yeah.
I'll tell him that. He'd be after you.
Like with the red and white hat on and the glasses.
Yeah. Waldo.
Yeah. 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 These guys call him Waldo, but we call him Wally, don't we?
I could tell him to do anything. He's like a robot, isn't he?
Listen, I'm not saying anything too bad. Like you can say it's slandering to a picture of post. I ain't gonna do that shit. You carry on.
You're pleased to know I'm not going to East Midlands Airport now, so you're safe, mate. I'm going to Gatwick now.
So fuck for that.
You know I'd have been there if I was.
That's it. Like, fuck it. Oh, here she is.
You would have seen my entourage arrive before me.
Yeah. Do you know, like, Star Wars? When you just fucking... da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Fucking all you lot just coming through the airport. No, actually, no. It wouldn't be that. You'd be all in slow motion, and you know what music would be in the background? You know that Riders on the Storm, just that hard bass line. Riders on the Storm, dealers as they roll, what the children roll. Fucking, you just all walking in slow motion. You know what I mean? Just slick as fuck.
Everyone keeps saying to me, you can't go Benidorm. You won't like it there. It's not your place.
That's it. You're going to hate it. Sue, I'm going to tell you this now, so just be ready.
Go on.
There's no M&S in Benidorm, you know.
Oh, fuck, you're choking me.
You've got a Subway.
Oh, no.
You've got a McDonald's, a KFC, but you've got no M&S.
No.
But you'd have a typical Irish pub, though.
Have you been there, Ash? Seriously?
No.
Why does everyone keep saying I won't like it?
Listen, Benidorm's full of your Dave and Ian's and your Ben's and your Bob's.
I love it, Ben. Oh, we love it.
Do you know what I mean? It's all your boldies with the old fucking George Ross and the bulldog on him. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, I expect Cap to be there somewhere then.
That's it. They're the ones who go over and buy 200 fags and still bring them back and still sell them on. Do you know what I mean? The guys down in the... And they've always got the same local and they won't leave it.
Oh, well.
That's insane. They remember the good old days kicking the fucking contents in.
Did you get my link I sent you for the reggae night?
No.
I think. Yeah, you sent me the... Yeah, I saw it, yeah.
Because if you're coming, I ain't booking it till you tell me you're definitely coming, and then I'll book it.
All right, you know me, I'm the type of person, I'm like, Sue, 2 days later, I'll see you there.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
You better, Ashley. Man, go have some fun in reggae, dude.
Oh, it's going to be a good night.
Yeah. The thing is, you ain't got shit else to do.
No, we ain't.
It'll be trying to find Sue, that's going to be the funny thing. It'll be like, oh, where's Sue gone?
You're probably going to be that hard to find.
Just look for the little midget that everybody's walking around. You might not be able to see her, but you see where the crowd's parting. And you can't.
Do you know what I would do?
I'm going to take. Me, Ash.
I'm going to take a packet of M&S cookies.
Hey, you can take Craig with.
I'm going to just take.
Dude, she could just take Craig with her, and she can sit up on his shoulders.
Listen, if she done that, you see about 20 miles ahead.
Right? Yeah, you could just see her like a beacon in the night, just sitting up there. hey, Orr. I don't know. I feel like I lost my show.
Can you hear me now? Yeah,
you can.
Listen, is that big anyway? Fucking the sonar would block for going
through. At least I ain't got to worry about standing all night because I'd just be sat on his shoulders, mate.
Listen, you could sit on his leg and you'd see how he is. Fucking hell. <Get out.
laughs> No, seriously, if you're coming down for it, let me know, because I will book it.
So. Yeah, no worries.
Yeah, because it's windy out there. You want to come inside?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I can't wait to go on holiday. I swear to God, I can't.
Yeah,
all right, Sue.
It's getting colder outside.
Oh, it's only 4 days. I'm only going for 4 days for Christ.
Yeah, but still, all right.
She's going to come back different.
But Sue, you go and leave those young lads alone, they're out there, because you know it'd be grabbing
them. She's going to come back with some dude named Eduardo.
Yeah, that's what we're going for. Right?
That's what you're going for.
Not right now, it's charging.
Okay, no.
You're
going to come back with a young lad called fucking Enrico. He doesn't speak a word of English.
Or I'm going to end up in Chesterfield with someone in there.
That's it. Enrico.
Oh, no.
That man said you ain't sitting on my clean seats with that hole in your jeans. What?
As for this shit.
No, I don't think so.
And he just called you like Susanna.
Susan.
He's like, I love you, El Susanna.
Oh, we love a laugh, it'll be all right.
Yeah, fuck. And Sue just says that dirty old woman, like, oh, that woman out of her thingy, like, that oh, of
Do you remember the programme, Benidorm? Remember the programme?
Yeah,
oh, fuck me, yeah, I ain't going to be her on the mobility scooter.
That will be you two, fucking burnt like an old turkey basin.
Oh, do you remember that?
That's it.
Jesus. Oh God.
Fucking hell.
It'll be alright. Oh dear. Who's that? That third guy who's singing on that clip I sent you. You like that? The clip I sent you playing. What's his name? Tenor. What's his name? Ash, you know him. He's famous reggae singer. No, play the clip. See it.
Anyway. Is on the stone.
Shut up, yeah.
I'm not even
traveling with the 17 of them because I don't want them to show me up on the plane because I'm in the high cost seat.
You see what I mean? Fucking hell. It's a 2-hour flight and only seems to get in business class. Listen, you do that if he's going to Scotland or something.
No. Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? Or you'd know you'd be going in your own fucking helicopter.
Do you know what my seat numbers are?
What?
1A and 2A. Not even that long. Show me out.
1 does not want to sit near these fellow.
No, they're going from East Midlands up your end.
Yeah, but the thing is, the ruffians at East Mids are right because it's mostly full of stag dudes going to Prague or Amsterdam or shit like that. So there's a bit of banter and camaraderie at my airport.
I wouldn't want to get on a plane with that lot, that's for sure. 17 of them from East Midlands Airport.
Listen, will the fucking plane take off? Never mind.
With the size of them all.
Do you know what I'm saying? But like, sorry, we're going to have to reduce some of the weight on the plane.
They're reduced to just one little bag to put underneath.
Yeah, could we please take all your clothes off or spread them all around the plane to distribute weight?
Me, I've got a check-in bag of 20 kilos.
Do you know what I'm saying? But the thing is, you'd be like, oh, sorry, let me just leave my bionic arm. That's a bit of waiter. Let's have a look at the comments, haven't we? I've not even seen much.
Let's look at some of these comments.
Oh, that's probably rude.
Yes, check out the comments.
Dr. Man says, give me a ride.
Yeah, check out the comments in your show, man cave. You and Sue's show here.
That's it.
Sorry, Russ.
My love is in here.
I go to bed now.
Bad love's in here. Hey, bad love, I didn't see you sneaking.
Charlene, Shep's here.
Oh, Shep left. Well, he said he can't deal with all this English shit going on. Yeah. Oh, hell, bad love. Sue's like, too. Bad love probably talking.
Oh yeah.
Bad love and Ship. Are they both?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Baggage.
Yeah. Well, that's a surprise, isn't it?
Oh yeah, big surprise.
Oh dear.
See, is that? Well, I'm gonna go to bed in my linen cotton.
Ship seen that singer girl pop up on the room, and he decided to go private chat with her. Big surprise.
Snuck in, slid in for the DM.
As he does.
If he was a little bit thinner in the hair, I'd start calling him George.
That's true.
The cat is out the bag.
I can't say anything. I can't say anything.
That ain't nothing I wouldn't say to him.
He's got a landing thingy, isn't he, though?
Yeah, yeah.
What do you call it?
The landing strip.
The landing strip, that's it. Yeah. Or a Brazilian.
Yeah, the natural mohawk, yeah.
Oh, but Paul.
No, George.
No, I was talking to Paul.
He's like, Paul. I don't hear
you. Paul, speak.
Yes, it's not a dog. Speak, Paul, speak.
Translate, please. Spit it out, then.
I finally managed to fuck. Stop licking your ass, Paul. I finally managed to get Cody on my Xbox.
Oh, have you?
Yeah. Eh?
Have you
How do you get that on your Xbox?
Because I'm a slick rick.
Oh, Doctor, I love you.
Go to the Play Store and download it, so it's real easy.
I ain't got an Xbox, I've got a PlayStation.
Within your foot.
But I've got a genuine Cody.
Ooh, I bet you mine's got a higher definition than yours.
She does it.
I'm just about to get my 8K telly, mate.
That's it, fucking hell.
There ain't even no bootlegs in 8K. What you gonna do?
He said bootlegs still running 720p, babe.
1080 if you're lucky.
Listen, there's nothing wrong with watching a film and seeing someone stand up halfway through the film, all right?
There's always the fat guy gotta get popcorn, man. The one that I use, and some bitches will throw the shirt over it and forget to take it back off after for 10 minutes.
Listen, I've enough trouble switching everything else on, Paul. I ain't got a clue how to work this Cody.
Is Cody just literally just looks like a minefield?
Yeah, but you have to keep upgrading. You have to keep updating all the time.
No, you don't. No, you don't. Get rid of that bullshit build. Just add the add-on apps that you actually use and do away with the build, and you don't have that problem.
Oh, no, I've got the actual box, the Cody box, and I have to keep updating all the time, Paul.
Yeah, you've got an Android box. That's what
No, I've got a Cody box. It's just
I guarantee you she's got a complete build that came pre-packed with certain add-ons and all. That's why she's got all that updating bullshit.
Yeah.
I had one of those years ago.
No.
Fucking shit.
Well, she's got one now.
I've been dealing with Cody since it was XBMC. If you want to play with it,
yeah. You see, that's what I remember. That's what I remember.
Yeah, I've been playing.
But the only thing is, with the one I've got though, all it can do, none of the programs work, but the live TV works for the app. So I don't know why that's going on.
It's shit.
Do you have real debris or anything like that, or
are
you just running on
the
free provider?
It's on debris.
Do you want to do one inside? Yeah.
Oh, you pay for it then?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, $20 a year, man, you know, you can't beat it.
No, you can make it. Not $20 out of my back pocket. Okay.
Listen, he squeaks as he walks. He's so tight, mate. Trust me.
Listen,
that man was born in a Jewish household. He can't help it.
I know.
If I use the Black Dragon and the crew is my two. I ain't even mess with it anymore. Sometimes Loki.
That's it.
But those are the two that actually get the bootlegs in a timely manner, like by the next day after it premieres.
Yeah,
you see, it gets the bootlegs in a timely manner.
I wish you was that guy who copied it and then brought it into the barbershop.
Now that's taking money out of my pocket. You see that? Oh, shit.
I miss those guys. Like back in the day, you'd be getting your hair cut, and then this brother would turn up every Saturday and be like, "Yo, what? I've got the latest film. What do you want?"
Oh, yeah, man. His name was Movie Mike. You remember Mike?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. I remember the old black dude up in the bathroom, too, at Buckhead's. You go in there.
Sounds a bit gay.
Nah, he was like the little bathroom concierge dude that said perfumes and all that shit.
When you get done washing.
Yeah, he got your perfumes and soaps and all that shit smell good. Whatever, right there in the sink. Yeah. He sell bootleg movies too on DVD.
Did he say no Armani, no Panani?
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Hey, no Armani, no Panani. Right. He had bootleg labels and everything on them, some bitches.
Dude, I got that bootleg from that dude in the bathroom, man. The motherfucking Wolverine movie. And it wasn't even completely done, dude. It was still like before CGI was added. So he's seen like he'd go to the fight scenes and it'd be like this drawing of a Wolverine fighting. That's great. Great.
They've come a long way, bro.
Yeah, it didn't take away from the movie at all.
Look, did it say no splash, no gash?
No splash, no gash.
That's the other one they say, don't they? Yeah. No splash, no gash, no money, no punani.
No punani.
No
Hermione,
no punani.
No punani.
They bring it back. In here now. In here. 5, 4, 3. I don't care how stupid you look at me, 2.
You talk about that tipping, though. I never tip to that. I just ride my hands on my damn pants.
I don't need that same towel you didn't hand to 10 other guys.
Why would you pay somebody to dry your own hands? Just dry your fucking hands, you lazy fuck.
No, no, no. He hands you a towel to dry with.
Yeah, that's a violation.
They don't have paper towels or nothing in there. That was your only option.
I'll just wipe them on my hand, on my trouser or something.
That's what I did.
I mean, I'm fucking...
That was a PBR, man.
Not with that hole in your jeans. Nah, fuck that. Listen, I would never have a hole in my jeans. I hate people who wear ripped jeans. I think it's
fucking
disgusting.
Yeah. Really? Hello, Dr. Man.
That's called a working man. Yeah, mine's naturally worn. How much you want to give me for them?
Yeah, no, but do you know what? If you're working in them and they got ripped by work, then that's fair enough. But yeah, jeans, what is purposely ripped?
Shit,
like
I'll wear them ripped jeans back to work too. That way I don't mess up my good ones.
Yeah, but you're fucking Hillbilly Joe, though, aren't you? Do you know what I mean? That's a standard fit for you. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but if you look poor and shabby, motherfuckers don't ask you for money constantly.
Paul, have you looked at that clip I sent you there on the Indians?
No, man, I'm still driving.
Oh, Paul, you've got to look at your laugh. I hope you laugh. Otherwise, you're going to hate me forever.
I promise you.
Wow, that's dangerous, Sue.
It's Freddie Starr doing his impersonation of an Indian. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Do you remember it? You don't remember it, do you?
No, I
remember
don't
what
remember
Freddie Starr was like. Oh my god, he was so racist. Oh dear. Oh, Paul will find it funny. I hope.
I can't believe you did that, man. I started to see a little bit of it and I was like,
did you watch it? Seriously, did you watch it?
No, I only watched
it. Oh, it's fucking funny. It's so funny.
Did you watch any more Simply Lovelies?
No, I'm not watching any more of them. I'm stuck on that date that you told me to concentrate on. The date, the 27th of March, was it? Or whatever date you gave me?
Oh,
I'm stuck on that date, mate.
You bloody pensioners!
Having another ruck.
Yeah. Okay, I can leave it open if y'all go to sleep.
Oh dear.
You can sleep in there. I'll keep it open. You want to sleep there with her?
Riders on the
Sex and Sexuality's on tonight. You stand awake for that one.
24 minutes.
Oh, is it? Are you staying on for that one, Asher? You've got to stay on for that one. Asher.
What?
Sex and Sexuality is on in 24 minutes.
Okay.
Are you going on it? Are you coming on there with me?
No.
Should we go together?
No.
I'll hold your hand. Okay. You'll be all right. Don't worry.
Leave it alone for a minute, man. Let it charge.
It'd be weird. It'd be like holding a midget. You'll give your shoulder. You've already got a shoulder ache already. It won't be fair.
Oh, I've got to take someone with me.
That sucks, ass. Oh. Damn, auto haulers done dropped the fucking truck. Car off the back of the fucking trailer.
Oh, damn.
What time is he getting out from here?
Hear the banjo in the background. Spitting tobacco everywhere.
See, that's all they think they're doing.
Oh, we only play with you, Paul. We love you, really, mate.
Oh, there's nothing against Paul. Knows I'm joking.
Yeah, it's
nothing
against a guy that sounds like a hillbilly.
That's
definitely not who I was making fun of.
I'm not a fucking hillbilly now. I take a
point. Listen, Paul, if you had a big, if you had like a long white beard or something, that's it. You'd fit the script horribly.
I got a black and gray beard, if that counts.
Yeah, I know, but like a full on hillbilly fucking one strap dungaree. You know what I mean?
Oh, oh yeah. I've got some overalls at the house. Don't you worry, bro.
Slightly smelling the shit.
Jamie gets pissed whenever I break those out, man. She's embarrassed of them.
Oh, I've got to go because I've got a busy day tomorrow.
Yeah, you're not going to listen to Sex and Sexuality?
I don't think so. No.
Sue, how dare you? How dare you?
I'll download it later, maybe.
Is it because they're not talking about M&S?
No, I've got a big day on tomorrow, mate. I've got loads of... Look at that rain out there. Mm-hmm. It's not good living in a caravan.
Yeah.
I mean, soundproofing.
What are you talking about, the rain?
Yeah.
Sue, so just move about. The sound of you creaking would distract the rain coming back.
Do you not hear it?
Yeah.
It's really loud. Yeah. Oh, all right, I'm going to catch you later.
All right. Have a great...
Later on,
Sue. Have a great night, Sue. Get some sleep.
Yeah, see you later. Good night.
See you later, Sue.
See you later, Ash Babes. See you, Paul.
Later.
Bye, bye, Rusty. Yeah. Love you all. See you later. Yeah, see you. Shep can come back now, I'm going. Yeah, yeah, Shep can come back now.
Yeah.
Did he actually come back?
Yeah, he's come back. He's come back.
Oh, Shep.
Well, Sue, hate to see you go, but love to watch you leave.
You fucking
great.
Bye, Sheffy. I love you.
Slick bastard.
Love you too, Sue.
Do you know what, Shep? That's that.
What's that, man? Can
you... If we was at a bar and you walked in saying that, that's that one where I just toast the drink to you like, my guy.
That's it, man.
My guy.
Hey, yeah. Anybody who hasn't.
Yeah, I want my signal again.
Check to see if your app store is loading up, like, without a problem.
Mine's working.
It's having a
right, dude, I did an update on the iPhone. I'm doing it now. They have a new update, 17 point whatever. And Discord came out with a new update too on mobile.
You said just see if the app store opens?
Yeah, yeah. Mine said, before I did the update, it was saying connection error, try again or whatever. But I'm doing the update now.
Right now?
Right now.
Right now?
I'm on Android, but yeah, I have an iPhone backup.
Yep, loading up just fine.
Okay. Maybe could I do the update? Everything else was working. So,
and I am on version 17.4.1.
I think that's the newer one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So that's probably the reason. It was working earlier today. That's what's weird. Whatever.
Well, fuck a ride in the pussy.
Are you hooked the Wi-Fi or on your cell service too?
Android 15 is about to drop soon. iOS or Android OS 15, whatever, Android 15. And then One UI 6.1 for Samsung. It changed a lot of shit, man. The change in the Wi-Fi icon and the battery icons and Android. Yeah, their Discord did a whole bunch of stuff, man, of updates. Yeah, it says, I'll send you the thing. I'm like reading the whole thing. Look wise, it's pretty much the same, but there's other features that I just sent it to you on Telegram. So like watch together stuff. They're doing updated a bunch of stuff. They fixed a whole bunch of things for saving GIFs, for GIFs. And then if you have AirPods, if you have an iPhone and you have AirPods, you can mute. Like if you're doing like a call, you can mute right from your AirPod now by tapping it. You don't have to go through the phone. And they're doing like, if you do a video call on mobile, it'll put the person on full screen by default. Just little stuff, little changes. A lot of stuff for Nitro too, but not everybody has Nitro.
Hey!
Damn, I messed up.
I don't give a shit.
Fuck. Now I gotta pay a damn toll. That's some bullshit.
Let's see, this is pretty much the same.
Why you gotta pay the toll? You got in the wrong lane?
Hell yeah. Give me my tablet. 185 right here.
Caps is streaming right now. Rocket.
Thank you.
Let's see if I can change this. Oh, yeah. Okay, here we go. Nitro gifting.
Yeah, I messed up and followed the GPS and got off on exit 40 on that 1-8 I-85 south towards Columbia instead of coming on down and coming back to down Spartan roads like a dumbass.
What's Monster Hunter? Is that like a game on Discord or something? I claim it. I'm not gonna listen. Exclusive reward bundle. We get a head start. I've been doing it. I've been including it. All right, so. YouTube Premium 3-month free trial promotion is only open to Discord Nitro subscribers or for only available to customers who are not current YouTube Premium or YouTube Music Premium, have not been Premium subscribers nor participated in trial before. So yeah, this is that YouTube thing I was telling you guys about. I can't use it because I've done either the trial or I've had YouTube Music or Premium, but if anybody wants 3 months of it, let me know. I'll give you the code.
I've already had it too.
You had it too, yeah. If you've had, so it says, for only available to customers who are not current YouTube Premium or YouTube Music Premium, have not been YouTube Premium, Music Premium, YouTube Red, or Google Play Music subscribers, nor participated in YouTube Premium, YouTube Music, Google Music, or YouTube Red trials before. So
yeah, I used to have the YouTube Red back when Cobra Kai first came out on it.
Yeah. I went through all the trials with like my other old accounts with Gmail or my Google, and then that's retarded. Maybe I can make another one. But I'm already paying for it, though. So I don't know if I can do that. I don't know how that works. Because then I lose all my fucking saved shit, like my playlists and stuff, like for videos I'm going to watch later. I mean, I can always send them to myself, but I'm a pain in the ass.
I hate when my premium runs out. Fucking watching ads and shit. Such bullshit pisses me
off. Dude, yeah.
I watch the commercials.
It wasn't bad until, it's not bad until you get used to not watching them. And then you come back, it's like, oh man, I forgot about this.
It is, it's terrible. And then like I like to add shit to the queue or like download shit and can't do either of those. I'm like, fuck.
I like the whatchamacallit. I had YouTube Music for the longest, and then I finally got sick of ads because they were doing a trial, so I went with the trial. And then I was like, oh, well, I'm sticking with that from now on. Fuck that.
Hell, once I got Amazon, it pretty well covers everything, but I still got like Hulu, HBO, and all that too.
Yeah, I don't understand fucking Amazon Prime Video, man. I know some shit's always free and then they have to pay for other stuff, but I don't like that. Like, if I'm paying for a fucking service, well, I'm paying for Prime Video. I got Prime with Amazon itself.
Amazon Prime and then you buy the add-ons, you know, get all the other stuff, man. You still come out cheaper than going through and having every individual streaming service.
But my Verizon cell phone plan gives me a bunch of them for free. I get Paramount Plus for free and Max for free. Right. I think Disney, Disney's a trial, I think.
Yeah, I've got a Hulu, Disney, and ESPN bundle. And then I got Amazon Prime and HBO Max. Which you can get HBO bundle, Max though, you get Amazon too. Prime too.
You get Disney, Hulu, and ESPN.
All right.
Yeah, that's the one I had for that. And then,
is there anything good on Disney about, Plus, like, other than like Disney crap?
Just when the new stuff drops, I mean, like Mandalorian and all that stuff as it's coming out. But it takes forever for the next episodes to come.
I don't really watch it. Star Wars.
Yeah, I mean, you got all the Star Wars there, all the Marvel shit there. You know.
Oh, yeah, Marvel? Okay. Paramount Plus, I like Paramount Plus, man. Paramount Plus and Max are probably, you know, two. Like, Netflix is always good, but.
Yeah. So the only reason why I have Paramount Plus is for like Mayor of Kingstown and Yellowstone and all that good stuff.
How about yourself?
Yeah.
All right. Hey, Josh, my name.
But I'll be right back, guys.
We'll be right back.
Oh, Shelby.
Take your time, Shelby.
Paul, hello.
Shelby.
All right, Chip.
Yeah, he said he'd be right back. Somebody calling his mom or somebody calling his mom again. Yeah, you got 620 Patio coming on in 21 minutes. Third part in their series of Sex and Sexuality.
Yep, yep, yep.
And then you got the pulse right.
Well, I probably got about 15 more minutes before I hit no signal at all.
Yeah, but that won't last too long.
I don't know. I must have got on the 185 towards Columbia instead of staying on getting off in Blacksburg or something.
All right.
So I got to come all the way up through the other side of Union.
Yeah, but you're just going to go straight home, ain't you? You going by the shop?
No, I got to go to the shop and park this. Now they're being assholes about it. They got somebody going to come meet me at 10 o'clock at night to open the damn gate. I'm like, why not just give me a fucking code?
All right.
Nice.
I mean, that's what they want to do. Let them do it, I guess, right?
Nah, that's fine. The longer it takes, the longer my overtime pay keeps kicking.
Yeah. That's true. It'll take as long as they want.
Call Jamie here in a few minutes. So I'll go ahead and roll me a blunt and have it ready whenever I get there.
Hey, she's gonna meet you out there. And she got to, don't she?
Yeah. Yep, she got my turn.
Yeah. That's all right. That means you get to smoke before you get home. Smoke on the way home. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man. You gotta be shitting me. There better not be another damn poll. I already paid that shit once.
I get out of that damn lane, Paul. You can't do it.
It ain't no lane. It's the whole damn road that I'm on, bro. It's the I-85 Parkway, whatever the hell it is, Columbia Highway or some shit. Palmetto Pass.
All right.
Why is it taking me to Columbia? Is what I want to know.
All right, Orr, we'll see you later.
I get up here and I ask them how many of these damn things y'all got on this road because y'all just hit me a couple miles back.
That's weird. I ain't never seen a toll coming up through there.
That's what I said. I screwed up and followed the GPS and got off on that exit 40 instead of coming on up and getting off on number 9 up there.
All right. I turned the foot back around. I don't know. That'd take too much time, though.
Hell, I'd have to pay 2 more tolls to get back there.
All right. Is this faster, Roy, though?
It doesn't seem to be.
That's where your GPS took you. I don't know. Your GPS is trying to help you make that overtime, buddy. That's all it is.
How many of these things y'all gonna get me for?
She paid for you.
Oh. Appreciate it. Yep. Well, can't talk shit on something like that. She must heard me bitching.
Yeah, and what'd she say you paid for?
Yeah, the car in front of me paid for me too.
Oh,
nice.
Yeah.
He's like, how many more of these are you going to hit me for? The car in front of you pay for you, sir. Oh, well, I'm an ass. I'm just going to keep going.
What else was I going to say? I quit bitching. That's the best I can do.
You should have been like, yeah, but still, how much longer, how many more of these are you going to hit me with? What if you just got it there and be like, I ain't got it?
Man, they just charged $2.25 for that, bro. Each one of them was $2.25. Heck, that wasn't even, what, 5 miles in between them?
Yeah, that dude in front of you just
these roads are not
bill.
That good. That money is definitely not going like it's supposed to because this road is shit. I mean, it's better than 85 was, but it's still shit.
All right. It's not supposed to be because of the quality of the road. It's supposed to be because of the convenience. You know, how fast you can get it without traffic. So, they never promised.
I don't think it's very convenient.
They never promised quality roads.
Well, a couple of them, you know, on the other side going down towards North Augusta, those toll roads are because they built interstate through private property and everything, and those people put the toll roads there to compensate for letting them put the road through.
What's up, Oral?
I still ain't figured out how they pulled that shit off.
Not much is up, fucking. Today's a bad day, but that's okay.
It's almost over.
Yeah. Victim services helped a bit, but Then I got home, my ex messaged me, so that's cool. So much fun.
Yeah, bought their number.
I have all his numbers blocked and all his emails and shit. He made a new email and messaged me. It was just hard.
Alright.
Yeah, but I'm gonna get drunk tonight. Someone's buying me some booze, so waiting for that.
I'm gonna sleep, Shelby.
No, I'm gonna get drunk and then I'll go to sleep. It's easier to fall asleep when I'm drunk. Right. I don't get hammered often, so that's the plan.
Well.
Sleep is for the weak. I'm just kidding, I know it's not, but
yeah, sleep helps make you strong. Keeps your brain going the right way.
That's true.
Sleep deprivation is a real thing.
Oh, I know. But I don't I like sleeping, I don't like waking up though. That's hard. Dilemma.
So we got 2 minutes for Shane and Lucky show come on. So I appreciate everybody for coming over here and hanging out with me. But their show is about to come on. I don't want to run over their time. So, go over there and check it out and listen to what they got going on. And depending on what time they get done with their show, they get done at 9. I'll throw on a show between theirs and Brett's. But if not, I'll see everybody later. Paul, have a good, safe trip home, man.
Yeah, man. I'm an hour out.
Yeah. Well, tune over to Shane's show.
Hey, have a good night, guys. I'll talk to you later.
Yeah, I'll talk to you later, Roy.
All right, show me.
Night, everybody.
Later, everybody.